From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo always committed to resolving human rights violations. Poverty, one of main enemies to be eradicated. And here is the news in detail, read by Steve. The Presidential Staff Office highlighted President Joko Widodo's unwavering commitment to resolving cases of alleged gross human rights violations that had occurred in the past. Main expert staff of the Presidential Staff Office, Siti Ruhaini Zuhayati, stated that affirmation of the commitment was that since the president was determined to free Indonesia from the restraints of the past that had haunted the state. As reported by Antara on Wednesday, she stated that by resolving serious violations in the past, Indonesia can face the future with confidence, dignity, and optimism in creating a nation that is strong, independent, competitive at global level. She also stated that judicial and non-judicial approaches were applied in resolving past gross human rights violations prior to the ratification of the Law Number 26 of 2000 on the Human Rights Code. Poverty is one of the main enemies that should be eradicated. The government has a very noble duty to mark the Indonesia's 77th Independence Day by continuing to confront challenges and eradicate enemies across Indonesia. This was conveyed by Minister for Villages, Disadvantaged Areas and Transmigration Abdul Halim Iskandar on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. To this end, village development in Indonesia is directed in accordance with the Village Sustainable Development Goals policy that includes the first goal of the village without poverty. In addition, the other enemies include stunting and ignorance. Moreover, Indonesia should have a competitive future generation. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim during the 77th Independence Day of Indonesia on Wednesday urged Indonesians, especially education workers, to keep helping one another to realize Merdeka Belajar or freedom in learning. The commemoration of Indonesia's 77th Independence Day bears the theme of recover faster, revive stronger. As quoted by Antara, according to Minister Nadiem Makarim, this spirit is proven through his ministry's major role in garnering global collaboration to help one another to recover and revive the education system through the G20 presidency. He also noted that Indonesia has demonstrated to the world that the country's learning process supports more students. The Istiqlal Mosque hosted an interfaith ceremony that was attended by representatives of various religious faiths in Indonesia to commemorate the independence ceremony at the Mosque Al-Fatah Plaza was the first to be organized with an emphasis of interfaith relations. This was conveyed by Istiqlal Mosque Grand Imam Nasaruddin Umar on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He further said the ceremony is special and historic because it commemorates Indonesia's independence for the first time, joined by figures of religious faiths and organized in a place of worship. The representative of religious faiths who attended the ceremony included Indonesia Hindu Dharma Society Chairperson Wisnu Pawatanaya, Bishops Conference of Indonesia Chairperson Ignatius Suhario and Indonesian Buddhist Representative Chairperson Siti Hatatimodaya. The United States and Taiwan Wednesday agreed to start trade talks under a new initiative, saying they wanted to reach agreements with economically meaningful outcomes. In another sign of stepped-up U.S. support for the island, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, Washington and Taipei unveiled the U.S.-Taiwan initiative on 21st Century Trade in June, just days after the Biden administration excluded the China's claim islands from its Asia-focused economic plan designed to counter China's growing influence. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the two sides had reached consensus on the negotiating mandate, and it was expected that the first round of talks will take place early this autumn. UN Chief Antonio Guterres will meet the leaders of Ukraine and Turkey in Lviv on Thursday, following a deal reached last month that allowed the resumption of grain exports after Russia's invasion blocked essential global supplies. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the meeting also comes a day after the head of NATO said it was urgent that the U.S. atomic watchdog to be allowed to inspect Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, where her Russian occupation has sparked concerns of a nuclear accident. A spokesman of Guterres said that the UN chief, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan will discuss the grain deal, as well as the need for a political solution to this conflict. At least 26 people have been killed and dozens more injured in the forest fires that have devastated northern Algeria. As reported by BBC.com, Kamel Bajoud, the country's interior minister, confirmed that 24 died in El Tarf near the border with Tunisia, also as a mother and daughter in Satif. Firefighters, supported by helicopters, were still trying to contain several blazes on Wednesday evening. Reports say some 350 residents have been evacuated in various provinces. The Civil Protection Agency said that El Tarf was the worst hit area, with 16 fires in progress. Northern Algeria is affected by forest fires every year, with 90 people thought to have died in the last year, and more than 100,000 hectares of woodland burned. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: contemporary batik is promoted in Australia. Listeners, the Indonesian Embassy to Australia in Canberra promoted contemporary batik through a workshop on 15 August 2022 to celebrate the 77th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia. The activity was attended by school teachers in Canberra and the wife of ambassadors from various countries who are currently serving in Canberra. This is the written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday. According to the Education and Culture Attaché at the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra, Muhammad Najib, the aim of the workshop was to introduce one of Indonesia's world heritage, namely batik, to teachers and the world community in Canberra. Knowledge of contemporary batik is taught in a batik workshop at the Indonesian Embassy in Canberra through activities to draw batik motif with a contemporary thematic approach, not sticking to the well-known standard of batik motif such as parang, kawung, and sogan. A batik instructor from Yogyakarta, Dias Prabhu, said that his batik motif is very suitable for the spirit of independence because contemporary batik art is free from old patterns. According to Dias, the designs developed in contemporary batik can come from Indonesian folklore and legends. All stories are presented in a contemporary way, but still do not lose their Indonesian identity. Especially for Australia, the batik pattern produced carries the theme of the relationships between Australia and Indonesia. The participants of this contemporary batik workshop followed several stages of the manufacturing process, namely from sketching, printing, coloring, shading, to drying. The process that took 3 hours to complete was enough to produce a complete batik work. After that, participants could bring their own creations home. Its participants who attended the workshop received a set of tools and materials to make batik drawings. The tools provided are cloth, wax, chanting, and fitting for sack. Teachers at Canberra schools said they enjoyed participating in the workshops. They expressed their great admiration for the art of batik and felt lucky to be able to try firsthand how to draw batik. That's Diplomatic Corner.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on August 18, 1945, when the Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia was ratified. The 1945 Constitution of the Republic of Indonesia, or abbreviated as UUD 1945 or UUD 45, is the written basic law of the Republic of Indonesia. The 1945 Constitution was ratified as the state constitution by the Preparatory Committee for Indonesian Independence on August 18, 1945. In the period 1999 until 2002, the 1945 Constitution underwent 4 changes or amendments, which changed the composition of institutions in the constitutional system of the Republic of Indonesia. August 18th is commemorated as Indonesian Constitution Day. move to the event on August 18, 2018, when former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan passed away. Kofi Atta Annan is a Ghanaian diplomat who served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January 1997 to December 2006. Annan and the United Nations were recipients of the 2001 Nobel Peace Prize. As Secretary General, Annan reformed the UN bureaucracy, pioneered programs against HIV, particularly in Africa, and launched the UN Global Compact. After completing his duties at the United Nations, he founded the Kofi Annan Foundation, which is engaged in international development in 2007. In 2012, Annan served as Joint Special Envoy for the United Nations Arab League for Syria to find a solution to the long-running conflict there. Kofi Annan passed away at the age of 80 in Bern, Switzerland, due to illness on August 18, 2018. We end Today in History with the event on August 18, 2018 about the opening of Asian Games 2018. The 18th Asian Games were held in the cities of Jakarta and Palembang, Indonesia. President Joko Widodo officially opened the 18th Asian Games at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta on Saturday, August 18, 2018. The 18th Asian Games lasted until September 2nd and was attended by 45 countries. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door a masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yeah, 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 y
kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, aku kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku. Oh, eh,
kakiku ini berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, recorded that hydrometeorological disasters have dominated almost 95% of disasters in Indonesia for the last 5 years. Acting Head of Disaster Data Information and Communications Center of BNPB, Abdul Muhari, in an online disaster briefing in Jakarta on Monday, said that the disaster includes flood, landslide, extreme weather, and land and forest fire. Besides, he also explained some regions are hotspots of disaster in Indonesia, such as Aceh, West Java, Central Java, East Java, South Kalimantan, and South Sulawesi, because they have the highest disaster frequency. Abdul said if the disaster in those areas can be suppressed by 50%, the National Disaster Index can be reduced by 15 to 25%. Abdul further stated that in 2020 and 2021, most disasters were due to La Nina that made more rain in Indonesia, both the intensity and frequency. This caused a significant increase in flood, landslide, and extreme weather. Besides, the disaster refugee camp is also a concern amid COVID-19 pandemic. However, according to Abdul, in 2022, and along with reducing influence of La Nina, the rain intensity and frequency reduced in February and March. According to the report of the BNPB, some 2,230 natural disasters hit Indonesia from January 1st until August 14, 2022. Based on the type, flood is the most frequent disasters in Indonesia with 873 occurrences. The number was equal to 39% of the total disaster occurrence until mid-August this year.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Jemparingan competition also enliven the 77 Indonesian Independence Day in Solo, Central Java. This traditional archery competition, which became a typical event of the Mataram Kingdom era, was organized by Bank Indonesia Solo and the ranks of the Military District Command 0735 in Surakarta through an event entitled Jemparingan Kemerdekaan at Vastenburg Fort, Solo on Sunday. This Jemparingan competition was attended by around 300 participants from Solo and surrounding areas. Jemparingan is an archery sport and originated from the Ngayogyakarta Hadiningrat Sultanate, or also known as Jemparingan of the Ngayogyakarta Mataram style. There is a difference between modern archery and Jemparingan. Jemparingan has its own provisions that make it unique. The archers for the Jemparingan must wear traditional Javanese attire and use a bow without any tools. The aiming target is not in the form of a colorful circle, but in the form of a pendulum resembling a hanging doll called gandul as a target for arrows. Beneath the pendulum hangs a small ball, which the archer will receive a deduction for if it hits this ball. While at the top hung a small bell that would ring every time the netting hit the pendulum. The archers must shoot their arrows in several rounds, sitting cross-legged. With this sitting position, it takes high concentration and keeps calm in releasing arrows so that they are right on target. Well, position the bow in front of the stomach so that the shoot is based on the archer's feelings. This archery style is in line with the Mataram style Jemparingan philosophy itself, Pamentangin Gandewa, Pamentangin Cipta, which means stretching the bow along with concentration and aiming at the target. In the past, this game was only played by the Mataram royal family and was used as a competition among the royal soldier. But over time, the art of archery is now increasingly in demand and played by many common people. In the Yogyakarta Palace itself, Jemparingan games are routinely held every week.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
Oh,
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today highlights Pop Art Jakarta. Listeners, Pop Art Jakarta is back in 2022 with the theme Collecting Moments and Happiness. Located at S Park, Senayan Park in Jakarta, Pop Art Jakarta is an installation art event that combines interactive works with the creative intellectual property of the nation's children. Pop Art Jakarta brings together creators with audiences from the right market by combining digital marketing and installation quality. This event is held from August 13th to September 4th, 2022, and is the result of collaboration among the Tourism and Creative Economy Office, or Disparekraf of Jakarta, the Indonesian Creative IP Association, or AIPI, and katapel.id. Head of the Jakarta Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Andika Permata, said this activity continues to be held every year and is intended as a stage for intellectual property or IP creators from Jakarta so that people can get to know the works of the nation's children more closely. In addition, it also serves as an effective promotional means for local and international market. Andika also stated that the provincial government gave full concentration in encouraging the creative economy, which is a manifestation of Jakarta as a city of collaboration. Such activity is very important to support talent and IP creators. Meanwhile, Chairman of the Indonesian Creative IP Association, Erlan Arisandi Prabowo, said that Pop Art Jakarta 2022 is expected to be a bridge for AIPI in connecting IP creators, the government, and the private sector. In addition to installations from local IPS, Pop Art Jakarta 2022 also presents various art installation concepts so that the event adds more attractions and excitement to the visitors who attend. At Pop Jakarta 2022, visitors can capture themselves together with the works presented by the local IP creators by taking photos, videos, and participating in activities at the available art installations. This event is free and open to the public. The condition is that visitors must order tickets through lokat.com. Only one ID is for one ticket. Each day, the event is divided into six sessions. The visit time follows the opening hours of the Senayan Park Mall, which is the location of the exhibition. The duration of each session is 1 hour and 30 minutes on weekdays and 1 hour and 45 minutes on weekends. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, visitors aged 18 years and over are required to have a booster vaccine. Meanwhile, kid visitors must be accompanied by parents. That's Miss Selene.
kisah lembar jalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku memudikan bahagia tanpa pun tempat terlindung bersama air mata.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're going to listen to a song by Humania. Humania is an Indonesian duo, hits of 1990s. The duo that focuses on new jazz consists of Eki Puradireja in vocal and Heru Singgi in synthesizer and keyboard. The first album of Humania was Terserah or It's Up to You, released in 1994. Their top hit song was also entitled Terserah. Humania comes with new jazz and humanitarian themes, giving them a different vibe from the popular music at that time. Luckily, the new formula offered by Humania successfully captured the attention of Indonesian music lovers. Listener, here is Humania with Terserah.
Oh, the coconut trees be a-swinging. Ah, yeah, the beach with me and my friends. Listen to the heavy in the air on new album. Listen, check it out. Watch me here. Because we be the ones to be watching here. Because we got a new project here. Listen up.
Saja menggantiku terserah.
just like those of you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Thank you.